And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hopefully you're still here, and hopefully you're here joining us, and we are appreciative of that. We took an extended hiatus, yeah. I guess, of sorts.
Because I feel like at the moment, I kind of feel like I'm that meme where it's like, surprise, bitch. I'm sure you thought, did you think you saw the last of me or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, no, I just feel, we took a...
We needed a break.
I mean, I've been thinking about it, because everyone was like, well, what am I going to say, once we come back or whatever? Because it's been close to 2 years. That's how long it's been.
Are you serious?
It was January 2022 that for our Rumble weekend. I think it was January 22nd-ish or something like that.
Oh, dear. I didn't realize it was that long. I thought it was only a year.
No. We took that.
What is time? I hate time.
I don't know.
I fucking hate time, so it's fine.
I don't know. What is time? Time sucks.
I hate it.
Sucks ass. But, I mean, I'll put it this way. We have been doing podcasting, doing the show for a very long time.
Mm.
From 2014 up until 2022,
mm-hmm.
Consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like there was a point where I wasn't enjoying comic books as much.
Yeah.
I think that's really the way to put it. I really wasn't feeling inspired to keep talking about something that really hadn't given me as much enjoyment.
Right. But I think that's kind of why we've sort of retooled the format of this show.
Yeah. So I think the way it makes it easier for us and also easier for the listener too.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more enjoyable.
More enjoyable is that, I don't think we're going to spend we won't spend as much time up top here.
Right.
We'll talk, we just want to kind of check in with our lives and whatever. And I know a lot of people, people like that. People do like hearing about us and stuff like that, but there's also a way that, when we're trying to get this podcast going,
it's a little bit much.
It's a little bit much, especially if you're a new listener and how long is it till you get to the actual content? I know for instance, I listen to, Zack Ryder's
mm-hmm.
podcast and there's a good 20, 30, 40 minutes before they actually start talking about action figures.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get to that, I wish I get to that sooner because I don't really care as much about everything else, but yeah.
So what we're going to do actually is, Sean went through our entire collection.
Yeah.
And we are going to try to do things sequentially. So that means if we have a run, let's say we have three issues, one episode will be issue one, next episode will be issue two. Third episode will be issue three. So we're going to try to keep them a little bit more contained story-wise, so we can have a little bit more continuity. Because I know that was kind of a problem for me sometimes where we would just pull a book and I'm like, I have no idea where we are because I didn't read the book before it. I don't know about the book after it. And I'm completely lost.
Well,
so
yeah, it's good for continuity. Plus also too, it gives us a opportunity to look at a book and be like,
do we like where the story is going?
Yeah, but I mean, not even so much. I mean, it gives us a lot to talk about it more critically, but also do it in a way that, we're not just picking books at random.
Right.
And there's a fun opportunity when there's random books, but you don't want.
Yeah, well, it's just difficult, especially when you get towards the more modern stuff.
Yeah.
To just you can pick up a Bronze or Silver Age and usually you're fine with just a one shot. But once you get in towards the newer stuff, especially you get into the 90s and 2000s, a lot of it is run based. You're not getting those one shots. So it's really hard to fully encapsulate what's going on.
Encapsulate what's going on, but also have the pretext to make fun of it and just, kind of do what we do with it. So
yeah,
I feel like that just kind of taking the, opportunity to, go through the books and see what we have. And we have a lot of stuff that's sequential, mm-hmm. even stuff that we haven't covered yet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that's in a sequential manner. And, plus also this includes trades.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of trades and stuff that
we do.
We can work from, and it makes it easier for us to just, you know, pick things. And it also gives an opportunity for you, the listener, to follow along with what we are doing, because that way you can know what, you know, if we're, you know, once we finish like this episode, this book, you know, you, whatever book we're doing this week, you're going to know what the next one is until we tell you that we're done with that run.
Mm.
And then, you know, maybe we'll even say, you know, we'll have maybe figured out by then what we'll do the following week.
Yeah.
You know, and that way you can kind of prepare for that, because it's something I know for a fact, like we listen to We Hate Movies, you know, one of our favorite shows. And it makes sense when they're like, hey, we're going to be talking about this movie and you want to have some sort of context.
Yeah. Especially it's, you know, especially if we're talking about movies I've never seen or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nice to watch it and be like, oh, okay, I get this reference. I understand what they're talking about.
Yeah. And there's also, and look, there's also a thing where, you know, people do listen to the show and say, hey, you know, it's like, I don't need to be there because you guys are explaining this, you know, product to me. But I think for just our sanity and, you know, our preparation,
yes,
you know, it makes it easier.
Me.
Yeah. It helps us with that.
Really, guys, we're doing this for me.
Well, I mean, just no, but I mean,
it's a joke.
I know, but it's like, it's, but it was a bit serious. So it's like, I want to make sure that we're coming at this in a way that, you know, it's not as chaotic and it sounds more prepared, you know, and I just want people to know that by listening to this podcast. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff that's come before it, but mm-hmm. I think going forward, we're going to, you know, it's going to sound more, you know, maybe more put together, because that way we can talk about these books. And, you know, it'll feel easier for us to pick them and we'll enjoy that more.
Content-wise. Book content. I can't promise that I will be more put together.
I mean, well, yeah, you'll be held together with duct tape.
As I always am.
And put kielbasa casing.
I am basically a human being shoved into a garbage bag and held together by fraying duct tape.
But I guess that being said, I mean, you know, we're not going to waste too much time, because I mean, maybe next week we'll have watched some stuff and we could talk about what we watched and, you know, sure, things that we like. But I think right now we should just take a break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Let's do it.
What is Council of Geeks?
Well, despite the name, it's actually just one kind of pretentious guy on YouTube who rants at camera a lot and just goes on and on about things like Doctor Who and Marvel movies and Star Wars. And
I meant, once the Council of Geeks podcast feed?
Oh, that. Well, it kind of depends on when it is you're looking at it.
What does that mean?
Well, it's been a lot of things at a lot of different times. Originally, it was just longer versions of roundtable talks that the guy who runs the thing used to have. It was the home of 90s Comics Retrial for a while.
Oh, I liked that show.
Yeah, but, you know, then he did Executioner Song and it broke him, so he doesn't do that anymore either.
Oh.
There was Go Home Hollywood, You're Drunk.
Winner of the Relatively Geeky Networks Award for Best New Podcast in 2017?
Yep, that's the one. That's over too. His co-host had a kid and, well, he didn't bother ever trying to find somebody else.
Oh. So what is it now?
Well, at the moment, it is home to See a Space Cowboy, where he is just going back through Cowboy Bebop and taking it one episode at a time, putting his thoughts up after not having seen the thing in about 15 years.
Okay. Well, what will it be after he's done with that?
Stick around, and maybe you'll find out what's next. Or catch up on the old stuff. It's still there.
This is a very strange promotion.
Yeah, well, he's a strange guy.
Hello, and welcome back to Worst Collection Ever. This is time for a book for this week. I forgot how to enter, get back into this. I have to apologize. I'm having a bit of a mic problem. We pulled out our mic stands that we normally use, and
gathering dust.
Yeah, they're just sitting there, and I don't know why, but one of them just kind the one that I was going to use kind of just is not cooperating.
It's like janky.
There's some jank to it, mm-hmm. So I need to figure out how to fix it. So I'm kind of using a different kind of arrangement that I normally wouldn't want to use in order to record here. So it is what it is. This is something I just want to get in and just like rip the band-aid off, you know.
What, for the comic book?
No, just like in general doing the podcast.
Let's do it.
So that's what we're doing. So the book we're doing for this week is we're gonna start an arc here, and I don't know exactly the full arc. I think it's three issues. But we're starting with Justice League of America, number 174, from January 1980 and it was written by Jerry Conway, art by Dick Dillon and Frank McLaughlin. It's actually kind of a great book for us to start on.
Yeah.
Because something about Justice League of America, we have so many of those kinds of issues. Like it's a good book for us that for it's a book that's tailor made for us, especially like because it existed in that sweet spot of like the 60s to the mid 80s. Mm-hmm. So everything in between it gets really wacky.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different characters to talk about. So that's always to me, I think the attraction of that. And this one's great because it's on the cover here. You got this dude who we'll find out his name is The Regulator. And he is doing like a dance move. He's just spreading his arms out. And he's like, this is only the beginning. The city is doomed. Get out while you still can. Fools. And we have
rats.
And it's a bunch of rats, but not just regular rats. They're mutant rats.
The rats I would have been terrified of as a child.
It's like that movie, was it Nightmares?
It's Nightmares, yeah. It's the last in the...
It's like an anthology.
Anthology horror. And that scared the shit out of me when I was a kid because it was just a giant rat running around somebody's house. And then when you see it today, it's literally like a mouse in a dollhouse. But that's not the point. Terrifying.
Very terrifying. And these are even worse, I think, because they got like... They're not like just a big rat. It's just like... A bunch of like
there's also like big bugs in here. There's like cockroaches and stuff, and they're in the book, but they're not on the cover.
Well, they have like these weird jaws and stuff too. Well,
that is actually because there's one. So on the cover, you've got Regulator, you have Green Arrow, and he's pulling back an arrow. You've got Wonder Woman. I don't know what Wonder Woman's doing.
She's turning upside down because she's been grabbed by a prehensile tail.
Oh, I see. I honestly thought she was just gonna fall on her head.
Yeah, she's going to take a bump on her head, yeah.
Superman's got a hold of a rat tail there, and Batman's just standing in the corner looking surprised like he tends to do on these covers. But my favorite rat is the one like right above Superman's head. He's kind of making this like...
Yeah, he's kind of like...
He's got his jaw kind of open, and it's like they have their lower jaw protrudes more than their top jaw, yeah. So it's like a reverse Simpsons character, a reverse Mo Sizlak type of thing. And he's just like making this like kind of confused grimace. I think that's my favorite guy.
Superman's probably like, Mo Sizlak.
Superman's like, I have reference for that because apparently I can travel through time.
I went to 1990, guys. There's a great, I spun the earth around so fast. I went to 1990 and I was like, What a great TV show. Zip, 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 zip back. Oh no, rats. Hey guys, look at that rat. I'm Superman. I'm an idiot. So anyways, yeah. So the roster as it stands, at least in this issue, because I feel like there's Green Lantern and Flash are also, and Adam
mm-hmm.
are also
part of the team,
but they're not here. But in this particular issue, we have Batman, Elongated Man, Green Arrow, Superman, Wonder Woman, Zatanna, and special guest star Black Lightning.
Woo!
So he is here. Black Lightning, he's been around for at least a couple of years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously everybody else has been around much longer.
I didn't look up what Black Lightning is doing today. Does he have his own book? I didn't even look.
He has his own TV show.
Well, I know, but like, does he have a book now?
Oh,
the TV show got canceled.
Oh, I don't know. That's the thing, man. Like,
there were so many of those TV shows for a while, and then everything got canceled.
Let's just say this. When it comes to modern comics, I'm going to speak for myself. I know maybe you're probably in the same vein, but like, I don't know really anything that's going on.
Oh,
like,
no,
I haven't been listening to or reading anything as far as current comics goes. You know, what's going on? You know, who's got what? Like, I know Black Lightning had a TV show.
He did, and apparently it's on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
That's what it says on the old internet.
But it was like a WB show or a CW show, I think, at one point.
Yes.
For a number of years.
Yeah, it was. 4 seasons, surprisingly.
That's the thing, though. This is, we're in the age of TV where, like, everything can be on forever.
Yeah.
And you won't even know it.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's secret shows, and like, unless it, like for stuff, but like for shit, like was it Legends of Tomorrow? Like, that was on for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to the point, You know what I mean? They did, and they did a lot of stuff on that show.
They did a lot of stuff.
They even had a Crisis on Infinite Earths, you know, where they brought back all these different, you know, characters and all these different timelines. I mean, I think, like, didn't Kevin Conroy, before he passed, he was on that show,
as a Batman version.
Yes, he was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, everybody's there.
Yeah, he was, like, old Bruce Wayne and, like, the whole thing, though. Which I never watched that episode. I probably should, but...
Well, no. I mean, it was a thing that went across, like, Arrow, which Arrow went on for, like, 500 seasons.
Oh, that's right.
I don't really know...
Flash.
The Flash. The Flash was still a thing. I don't think there's really a lot of those shows around anymore. I don't know.
Oh, I think everything's been canceled at this point, but I could be incorrect.
Because, like, Batwoman was a show, mm-hmm. and that's not around.
Right.
I don't think.
No, I don't think so. It got canceled pretty quick.
So I'm pretty certain, yeah, because it's, you know, it's 2024, so, like, you know, there's not as much DC EU stuff as there was, and, you know, it's probably for good reason, because, you know, they're, I mean, except for maybe, like, Peacemaker.
Yeah.
I think Peacemaker is, like, the only thing that's kind of survived, and I'm saying by survived in the sense that it, you know, we don't, it still could come back.
Yeah, it could, definitely.
You know, it's not, I mean...
Peacemaker was a good time.
Oh, Peacemaker was fun.
I really enjoyed it.
And it'll probably, I think a lot of people enjoyed it. I think just James Gunn is kind of the big cheese, you know, or supposed to be the big cheese, until he's not the cheese. But at the time, at this moment, he is cheese.
He is a form of cheese at this particular moment in time.
He is a formaggio. He's a formunda cheese. But he will, you know, hopefully be back. To bring Peacemaker back. Anyways.
You think it'd be like a Gouda? It'd be like James the Gouda Gun?
Trying to think.
Gruyere? I can never say that cheese.
Yeah, something with a G. Definitely a Gouda. He's definitely a Gouda. Gruda.
All right. Anyway.
The stupid book. Anyways, so we start off, the title of the story itself is called A Plague of Monsters. And this is actually interesting. I don't know if you noticed this. Whatever is happening here is like happening in real time. Whereas usually when you have like the front page of this, it's something that happens later.
Yes, but that is not the case in this one.
Yeah.
We're in Metropolis. Yes. We are in a division of Star Labs, and it is located on the fringes of Suicide Slum, which is important to remember as we're going forward. And what is this guy's name again?
Regulator.
The Regulator. I don't know why he's not the rat catcher. Maybe because there's bugs. I don't know.
But we'll probably know why towards the end of the book. You know why? Because towards the end of the book.
Well, yeah. We'll get there.
Yes. But he's assaulting
A security guard, because I guess he used to work at Star Labs. So that's the idea. He used to work at Star Labs, and the older scientist that he worked with got together with his wife. And decided to, like, put him in a mental institution because he was, like, having a breakdown. So now he is back with this, like, helmet that allows him to control these mutant rats.
Well, no, it's just, there's just rats in general.
Well, they're just rats right now.
So I think what the deal is that, so, yeah, he worked at Star Labs and he was like, I'm making a rat control helmet.
And they were like, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah, this guy's name, his real name is Barnabas Bolton.
Yes, and he...
Barty Bolton.
I will say that this outfit he's gone on, he looks like he's going to join a bobsled team.
Yeah, it's a pretty ugly outfit.
Yeah,
it's red and yellow.
Basically
and,
like Flash colors, but like lighter yellow, so not as cool. But he really just looks like he's going to join a bobsled team. So he has these rats.
Well, hang on. I want to comment on a few things here.
Yes.
Because, you know, he's attacking this doctor. And I think what kind of pops me about this, actually, so it's a few things about how the doctor's like, he's like, you and my wife committed me to a mental institution. And I put, is this the holdovers?
Actually, kind of a spoiler. Could be if you haven't seen the holdovers, but yes, it absolutely could be.
Because I was like, oh man, I got a helmet. Oh, these rats won't leave me alone. I better put my helmet on.
They are just these rats. He has them jump on the security guard.
Yeah,
and it is a gruesome illustration. They are. And it's like chomp chomp, like they're eating the fuck out of this guy.
Yeah,
kind of amazing. I have to say,
it's funny because the guy's like, okay, hey. stop eating, stop attacking that guy. It's like, dude, that guy's already got rabies, man. His life is over.
Oh, yeah, no, that guy's dead. Like, I'm sorry. R.I.P. R.I.P. that guy. It's pretty cool. So the regulator here, he is like, I built this because I'm going to get rid of the vermin because nobody here cares about the poor.
Right.
So we're kind of putting that together, but whatever. This is another one of those villains with a point.
Yeah.
That you're like, I get you. But at the same time, maybe not the best way.
Yeah. And so, and also too, he's exacting revenge by sending this gaggle of rats and apparently cockroaches.
Yeah, there's like bugs in here.
There's
later.
Probably bugs in here somewhere, but he's controlling them and they're going to some sort of transformation chamber.
So they get big and weird.
And they come out and they're big and weird and they're gross. And I like his helmet's always going, it's just like the circles.
Yeah.
Like these red circles, but it just looks like he's going, ooh.
It does look like he's like singing.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's just making, it's like a whale noise that kind of like directs the rats.
Rats love the soothing sounds of the sea.
They absolutely do. If I knew anything about rats, it's that they have every single one of those CDs.
I will say that it's probably somewhat accurate that
they love whale noises?
No.
Okay. Oh.
that Star Labs was like, hey, so what are you working on? I was like, oh, I'm working on something to, you know, better contain neutrons or something. And then he goes over to this guy and he's like, I'm making a rat helmet. And they're like, maybe you should go into a mental institution. You know, it's like, sir,
your gross are committed you.
Your gross are committed you.
Yep.
Ketchup, rats up.
So meanwhile, as he's directing these rats, we are at the Watchtower. And we're here with Elongated Man and Zatanna and Green Arrow and, oh, Superman. Green Lantern is there. He's just standing there right.
Wait, is he?
Yeah, he's drawn there in the corner, but he's not supposed to be there. You see him?
Well, he leaves like right away. I think he must leave.
He must leave because they talk about how he's not there.
I don't think he has anything. He's just like, all right, bye. I exist.
And so basically they're talking about like, hey, why didn't you get Black Lightning to join the Justice League? And Green Arrow's like, well, he keeps turning me down.
Well, no, I think he's hot about, though, is that he wants Green Arrow to join the Justice League, right?
Oh, Black Lightning.
Or Green Arrow wants Black Lightning to join the Justice League.
Yes, he does.
Probably because they don't have any persons of color.
No.
At all.
No.
And he's like,
it's 1980.
And it's 1980, and Green Arrow's like, hey, man, maybe we should, like, you know, let this thing. And to the point where, you know, they're saying, like, because Green Arrow's mad that they wanted to test him. Or they tested him.
Yeah.
And Black Lightning was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I don't want to do that. I just, you know, either you want me or you don't.
Right. He's not going to do what Wonder Woman did in the beginning, where she had to, like, prove herself by being their secretary.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, that back in the 40s when she joined. That was, like, literally what she had to do.
Hey, Black Lightning, you want to put together our entertainment center?
Hey, yeah, pretty much. Hey, man.
Hey, good job. All right, you're in the league.
Hey, man, you're the guy who gets to take notes and pass around the card for Superman's birthday. Congratulations.
You got it laminated? How am I supposed to sign it?
Yo, you brought the dry erase marker.
So, but Green Arrow, you know, who's probably like, dude, oh, cool. Well, we'll actually have, like, you know, a black guy in the league, you know, and Superman, you know, kind of seemed like he was behind this because Superman's like, well, I wanted to test him or whatever. And he kind of does like that moment from last year in wrestling when Jey Uso is like, I don't give a damn what the the tribal chief thinks.
Right, pretty much.
Because he kind of says that. He's like, I don't care what you think, Superman. That's right.
Oh, God.
He kind of tells Superman to go fuck himself. which is kind of what I say this much, you know, Green Arrow is just, in this book particularly, so angry. Just so angry.
He's yelling at everybody.
And, like, I understand why he's frustrated in certain regards, but he's so angry, like, all the time. It's just like, dude, just calm down. And to Superman's point, like, Black Lightning, as we mentioned earlier, has only been around, like, at the character itself in the DC universe, you know, whatever. I think he debuted in, like, 77.
Yeah, so it's only been a couple years.
He hasn't, you know, he hasn't joined the Outsiders yet, so he hasn't had that kind of, you know, experience under his belt. So, it's kind of bullshit. And I think that's kind of what leads to, I think, Firestorm in a way joining.
Okay.
Because there's that cover, and it's, I think it's after this issue, where Superman is, obviously it has to be, but where Superman's like, hey, Firestorm's joining the league and you're going to like it if you don't, you know, and he's kind of, it's kind of in a way where, I don't know, he's thinking he's making good by adding some youth to the league, you know, to the crew.
Yeah.
And, but at the same time, it's like, oh, maybe, I don't know. It's a tricky situation, I could imagine.
So, yeah. So, Elongated Man's like, you know what? I just got off monitor duty 24 hours. I'm going for a stretch because I can't do anything without stretching and it's fucking creepy.
I literally stretch all the time.
He drives me crazy.
I always think about
Elongated Man?
Elongated Man. Because he, so his whole thing is that he's not like Mr. Fantastic. So Mr. Fantastic was irradiated.
Yeah. Irradiated. Well, he was also irritated, but he was irradiated. <I'm mad. laughs> but he drinks like some sort of potion, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Professor Fantastic has, you know, like cosmic in his bone, you know, a cosmic reason why he could stretch. The Elongated Man just drinks like a supplement. Like, he just has some like fizzy
lifting drink?
Fizzy lifting drink. You know, he kind of has this weird, like, you know, like bulletproof coffee, like, you know.
Oh, shit. He's
sticking butter and Gingold in his coffee.
Ropes. Yeah.
You know, Ralph Dibny definitely listens to Joe Rogan.
Is he going for that crack? What is that? Crack comb?
Kratom.
Kratom.
Yeah, he's a Kratom boy.
Oh, man.
If Kratom was around in the 90s, he would have changed his name to Kratom.
Kratom Man.
Kratom Man.
No, just straight Kratom.
Just straight,
you're right.
Kratom.
Could you see a grimdark Elongated Man? Like, what would that even look like?
Just
a guy named Kratom and maybe his spikes grow? Like, I don't even know. What does that even fucking look like?
I'm trying to think of like an evil stretchy guy. I know there's probably one I'm thinking that's right on the top of my head, but like, I'm trying to think of like an evil, like in a way that it's like, he's just like Mr. Fantastic, but, or Elongated Man, but he could stretch. But the thing about Elongated Man is like, yeah, he just subsists on this thing. So like, it allows his skin somehow and like all this stuff for him just to go.
I wonder if that's been retconned at this point. Now he's just like mutant or mutant.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. He might be dead.
He's probably dead.
He was dead for a while.
Nobody stays dead in comics.
No.
So they're like, all right. And Zatanna's like, yeah, I'll come. And Green Arrow's like, well, I'm fucking out of here too. So Superman's like, all right, I'm going to stay here and do monitor duty. So,
well, I think Superman, right before they leave, he goes, there go some fine leaders.
Yeah, I hope they come back with a fourth. And I'm like, what are you planning, Supes?
We're going to have a devil's octagon.
Yeah, this is literally like, hey, we saw you from across the bar.
Hey, we like your vibe.
We
want to join
your
the
vibe.
League.
Can we buy you a drink?
You know, they said they want to join the league, but all they wanted to do is have fucking sex.
Really weird sex up on this watchtower, you guys.
So if Batman was just walking around with batarangs and places. And
So they go down to the Metropolis Police Department. They're just like, hey, what's going on? And so they're talking about Black Lightning. And one of these detectives is like pouring a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And Elongated Man has, like, he can't just like look around somebody's shoulder. He has to like shoot his neck up to like look over Zatanna to see this guy pour a cup of coffee like he's never seen it before.
Oh, man. Maybe it's one of those Nescafe things that George Clooney has. It's like, oh, that's really cool.
Just looks like a regular-ass coffee pot, but he just sitting in his dumb, goddamn rubbery body.
It's a very dramatic coffee pour.
It really is. But then, so as they're sitting there talking to this guy, the intercom comes on to be like, hey, serious problem at Star Labs. And again, Elongated Man has to, like, stretch to shove his head by the intercom. And I'm like,
bro, you're probably lucky he didn't, because you could have stretched his ear out.
Oh God!
And that would have been even awful.
Oh,
I don't. I mean, he could alter his face, but I don't know if he can like take like pieces. Like, I think Mr. Fantastic can actually take, like, if you wanted to make his ear stretch,
or like Pinocchio himself. Could he?
Yeah,
just, like,
I think
burnt?
He could Pinocchio himself. Yeah.
Oh, so they're like, oh shit. Well, sounds like that. You know, we're headed there, so they're going to do it. And as they're running, this Elongated Man drawing where he's running with these like very long legs and limbs and he's like hunched over. So we were watching this Riff Tracks live where they did a short about a monkey firefighter.
Oh, yes.
And the monkey running. And it's from the 50s, so you know that monkey was like horribly abused. But the monkey running is what Mr. Fantastic looks like. He looks like an ape running.
Yes.
It's very funny. So.
But there's also a few things here with Zatanna. She kind of cracks her up here for a minute because she's like, I just like her saying, maybe we could track them down magically, which I'm like.
She's like, I got powers, guys.
I got powers. Guys,
I got powers.
Guys, okay, look. I'm going to use this rabbit in a hat to find out where Black Lightning is.
I mean, she could just say it backwards, right? And then he would have, like, appear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, fight you. And he's like, hey, what the fuck? Come here. But also, she gets really excited. Something where she's like, oh, yes.
Yeah, she's like, because they're like, oh, man, this is our kind of action. And if it's our kind of action, this is what Elongated Man says. If it's our kind of action, maybe it'll attract Black Lightning. And she's like, oh, yes. Yes, let's hurry.
Very, very, very. I put when Harry met Sally, because like she's just kind of like, yes, yes,
this is so excited.
Like, these leaders are weird, man. Like, there was Green Arrow. Like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be a part of this group. I got weird stretchy guy over here. I got this orgasm magic lady over here.
Yeah, and
you know, I got a bunch of assholes.
Superman
up in
wants
space.
To have like a fivesome. I don't even know what's going on.
I got a bunch of jackasses up in the tower.
As all of that's happening. Black Lightning is, you know, he's in for the night. He's in his apartment.
Yeah. Well, he has to get up in the morning
because he's a high school.
His shoot identity, Jefferson Pierce, is a high school teacher.
Yes. History teacher.
I was not aware that he is in, he was based out of
Metropolis. Oh, I didn't know that either. For some reason, I always thought it was Gotham, but.
Well, because he has a connection to Batman because he was in The Outsiders. I was like, well, maybe that's...
Maybe he moved.
Or maybe he... I don't know, maybe.
Got a new job.
Got a new job.
Gotham High. Hiring a history teacher.
Welcome back.
So he's
Black
like...
Black Lightning, you're the teacher now.
So he's like, oh, God, I got to get up at 9:15. I'm aching. I'm burning the candle at both ends. Am I going to be just a history teacher? Am I going to be Black Lightning? I have to make a decision. Oh, what's that? The radio says there's something going on at Star Labs. Time for me to be Black Lightning.
Yeah.
So he puts his little costume on and they go. And then so we cut to the cops are outside Star Labs. And see, there's the bug.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. The bug starts showing up.
So the rats are like attacking.
Maybe there were like ticks on these rats and they're like.
They're fleas and shit.
Fleas are like, we're big too. All right.
We're big. So all these rats are like attacking. There's a bunch of sharp teeth. Everybody has an underbite.
Yeah.
Very confusing. So they're all fighting. And this is like, I love this drawing where this like ant cockroach man is slapping this cop and he's like basically folded in half as he flies over a car.
Oh, yeah. That dude, that guy's
dead.
Is his legs away? Let me see that.
That man is dead. He's been folded in half.
His legs and waist are 90 degrees.
Yeah, you might as well just shove him in like one of those fold up mattresses because that's what's happening to that man.
Regulator is like, he's like, okay, first we're coming after the police, then the politicians, then the bankers, then the reporters. I put, what about podcasters? When does he get to us?
Oh, he'll never get to us. Don't worry about that. I just think it's funny that he put politicians under bankers.
No, bad politicians are first. Oh, wait, am I right?
Wait, where am I looking at? First, the police. Good. Yeah, ACAP. Then the politicians. Then the bankers. Then the reporters. Yeah, all right. I mean, I guess that's a proper order.
Well, you go from one, so you got to go from the police to headquarters to City Hall. Then you have to find a bunch of banks. Because you kind of...
Well, I mean, you can go to the financial district, I'm assuming.
Financial district.
I'm assuming Metropolis. Yeah, you go to the stock exchange.
Yeah.
And all those guys who are yelling on the floor of Wall Street, I guess, will be eaten by underbitten rats.
You know, actually, this would have been the thing if and I've never seen an episode of the show, but had this character survived, they could have crossed him over with the show Succession.
Oh, that,
and he could have, that's how that show could have ended, because the rats would have came and he was like, I'm coming for the corporations.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh no, before I could succeed, I'm being eaten by rats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Succession.
He says, all who have oppressed the poor, all who have denied us our rightful place, they shall die. A new day is dawning, the day of the regulator. So then the
regulators,
Justice League gets there and they start fighting.
Yeah, they're overwhelmed.
And they're overwhelmed and they're like...
Zatanna has shitty spells.
Oh, her spells are so bad.
Because she's like, rats go away. And they're like, she's like, but my spell's not working.
Yeah, she's like, I can turn a dozen of them to stone.
why not turn all of them to stone?
Right. I'm like, why doesn't? Like, why think small, Zatanna? But I don't know. Maybe her magic's not powerful enough yet.
I mean, I guess not. Maybe she could be like, giant hammer, crush rats.
Right? You know?
It's like, you okay. Know,
giant block of cheese appear, and they all go eat it.
But I haven't been able to say hammer backwards yet.
So they're trying to think of, like, who can we call? The problem is, so we get this little montage panel where the
beeping, the communicators are beeping out these characters.
So we have the Atom and his wife. They're spelunking. They can't help you.
Yeah, also, huge rack on Jean Loring there.
Oh, yeah.
She's a bosomy lady in this.
And they're very high. They're like neck level. They're very high.
Yeah.
Red Tornado apparently is just walking down the street holding a kid.
Yeah, because that's the thing. He's in Times Square. He went to the M&M store.
He's just holding this child up on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Because he met a woman. Because that's what you remember. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
He was in a temp agency.
Mm-hmm.
And he met this woman.
And he married this woman. And now
he's
like surrogate father to this.
But he became surrogate
child.
Father to this girl who's like a Bosnian refugee.
Sure.
And now they went to Guy Fieri's restaurant. And it met Times Square, and they spent $500 on some donkey sauce.
They probably went to the Jimmy Buffett restaurant.
Oh, right? Shit. He went to Margaritaville?
He went to Margaritaville.
Red Tornado's a big parrot head.
Yeah.
You know, he's really into cheeseburger in paradise.
So, yeah. So, he went to Margaritaville. Then they went to the M&M store.
Yeah.
I don't know what else is in Times Square.
Oh, you know
Square.
What happened was, there's a scene, there's a moment where they were outside of Total Request Live. And the girl wanted to get up in this, you know, wants to see and sink in the window. So what he did is he used his powers to raise her up to the level of the window. Even though everybody else is on the ground, she's up in the lower and they're like filming and you just see a kid in the window.
Oh.
And it's like, holy shit.
So did they stand there from 1980 to 1990 or to 1998?
They waited.
They were like, we got to get good seats. It's January 1980.
Yeah.
We are the first ones in line.
Yeah, right.
For NSYNC in 1998.
20 years, it's going to be lit.
Or 1999, whatever.
Went to the Virgin Megastore. Maybe that was still there. Actually, I don't even know if the Virgin Megastore was still there.
It might
actually
have still been
Times
there.
Square was probably pretty seedy back then.
Oh, it was shitty in 1980.
Actually, if we're thinking about it, he's probably hanging out with Basket Case.
Oh, yeah.
He's like him and Belial. There's
a lot of sex workers, a lot of porno theaters, a lot of... Yeah, it's kind of seedy and gross right now in Times Square because Giuliani hasn't shown up.
Tornado, I need you to clean this up.
To corporatize everything.
I need you to clean. We have a big mess from the last New Year's Eve.
So Aquaman, he's doing...
Oh, how about Aquaman?
Yeah, he's standing on a whale doing some sort of ocean rescue. And then Black Canary, she's sick in bed. She's literally got a thermometer in her mouth.
But Black Canary has COVID.
Black Canary's got COVID.
She's got COVID and she's got a little thermometer. Yeah, so but Batman and Wonder Woman are available.
Yes, but first we have this lovely hostess ad where Flash fights the stony-eyed Medusa, who just, by the way, is just serving some eyeliner. This is like Trixie Mattel level.
Yeah, that's eyeliner. Sick eyeliner.
It is pretty good. So anyway, so Batman and Wonder Woman come on in, but Superman can't because he's got to do monitor duty, so he's going to sit there and just watch.
I like that the most powerful member of this crew is like
stuck on monitor duty.
He's stuck on monitor. He looks very like,
He looks like a thinker. That statue.
But also like, so Hawk Girl and Hawkman are doing something for NASA?
Yes, and Flash and Green Lantern are doing something in Siberia.
Right. So Hal was there earlier, and then later him and Flash, like Flash had to do something with Hostess, and then they both went to Siberia to do something. And I guess we're gonna find out maybe in the next book.
We are gonna find out,
which is great because we're gonna read the next book.
More on that in the next issue.
Oh shit.
Yes. So we're fighting these rats, and then we cut to like some people on a subway platform. Just regular civilians, and they're going to get eaten by these rats. And oh man, it's Black Lightning.
Well, I like this guy who is like,
everything's going to be fine. We're going to die.
Yeah, because his girl's like, hey, help me. You know, maybe you can fend off this rat. And the guy's like, think of something. And the guy's like, yeah, maybe a good way to die. It's like, bro.
Yeah. So he helps.
But then again, too. I mean, if I saw giant rats coming towards me, I'm like, I wasn't prepared for this.
I mean, are you ever really prepared for giant rats?
I mean, the only thing I would hope is I had like a bag or something to hit them with.
Well, it'd have to have something heavy in it.
Like, hopefully, maybe like a putor.
Oh, what if you had like an umbrella?
And just umbrella? Sort of- I mean, umbrella would be great. I mean, if I, because I don't think I'm usually, I usually don't carry weapons.
Yeah. So maybe you should carry some sort of like, maybe, a, you know, extendable police baton in
case.
Oh,
yeah. Like a telescopic club.
Yeah. Break glass in case of rat.
Yes.
Type of thing.
They should have those available everywhere.
They really should.
Because they should have like a wall of them in the subway, and that will never be abused by anybody.
Oh, absolutely not. No. Because if
this puts it right behind rats, guys.
Humanity will just listen to instructions.
It's like, oh, I was like, man, I'm going to fight you. I don't want to get one of those clothes, but those are rats. I don't want the rats.
I can't break them until the rats. Honestly, though, these rats probably aren't much bigger than regular rats.
Yes.
Because I do remember the first time I ever saw a rat.
You do?
Yes, because I was in Boston. At the time, with my parents, I was only like 12, and it was 4th of July. My dad was working in Cambridge, so we were staying at some hotel. We watched the 4th of July celebration, and then we were walking my aunt back to her car. And we're walking by the Charles River, and this fucking 40-pound goddamn rat is just swimming through the channel. And I was like, that's the biggest rat I've ever seen.
Oh.
It was huge.
It was also the first rat you saw.
It was also the first.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember the first time. Man, that'd be a challenge to think back. I was like, when was the first time I saw this animal?
That was the first time I saw that animal.
The first time I ever saw a dog.
I don't remember that, but I do remember the rat.
Yeah. Well, I think you would remember that because that's kind of terrifying.
Well, yeah. I mean, because it was like, you know, the Charles River. And then it just like went into the river and started swimming.
Well, because you would think that's some sort of other animal and you don't really, you just think, and maybe you're that age.
A fucking cat.
Yeah, when you're that age, you're probably like, oh, that might be like a fish. Like, or if you think like, you know, what goes in the water? Fish, ducks.
Yeah.
You know, like, not big hairy monsters.
Giant fucking rats. So anyway, Black Lightning helps these people up. And then everybody's like, hey, we were wondering when you were going to show up. And he's like, got delayed. Whatever. Time to fight rats.
And so I think this is the part where the professor from the beginning, Professor Richards.
Yes.
Is kind of explaining. He's like, look. You know, this guy used to work crazy with us. He's crazy, but also he used this chamber and something called Compound One to, you know, mutate these rats.
Yes.
And Wonder Woman's like, oh, weren't they using that for something else? I think they say something about they fought a shark.
Yeah. And it says it was in just JLA number 162.
Yeah. They fought Jaws.
Oh, man. That would have been cool.
They fought a big Jaws.
Oh, question. Do you think anybody got Samuel L. Jackson from Deep Blue Sea?
Oh, I hope that was like, I hope it was like,
or Deep Blue, or whatever.
I hope it was Snapper Carr.
Oh, that would have been great. It's just like he's given some sort of like news report, and the fucking shark pops out and just eats him.
He's like, hey, a shark ate me. Snap, snap, snap.
That would have been great. So he's like, all right, Wonder Woman, Regulator is going to direct them to leave this island, and then
they're gonna fuck their brains out.
Fuck their brains out because they're rats. And they're going to take over the world.
Somebody's going to be looking out the window, and they're going to see these two giant mutant rats
just going at it.
Just going at it and then producing more rats on the site.
And Superman just watching the entire time. Because apparently he's some sort of pervert.
He's got some telescopic eyes. He's like, oh my God.
Well, no, I mean, he's on monitor duty. All he's doing is just watching all those cameras being like, those are fucking rats. Fucking rats, fucking.
This is cut through. It's just him saying, I like to watch.
Just a little thought bubble.
It just comes back. He's just like, I like to watch.
So Black Lightning runs off to like do his thing, and Green Lantern's like,
he's like, this is green, thing. He gets pissed off. He's like, Black Lightning's like, I'm gonna go do something, you know, because there's these rats everywhere. And Black Green Lightning's like, hey man, you gotta be a part of this team.
And Black Lightning, justifiably so, is like, fuck your team.
Fuck your shit.
I got shit to do. So Batman's like, all right, well, we got to split up. Wonder Woman, you got to stop, block the bridges in the tunnels. Arrow, you go over there, try to fight them. And Professor, I'm going to do science with you. So that's what they end up doing. So Wonder Woman, without checking to see if anybody is actually in the building,
not a goddamn
no one moment. Looks, she lassos a building, picks it up and throws it on a bridge.
She's like, that building looks shitty. Crumble.
She's like,
because apparently her lasso can grow as big as she wants it to.
Yeah, that is the first time I've heard that.
That was the first time. Yeah, I was like, really?
I didn't know you had a grower, not a shower lasso.
It could be as small or as big as you need it to be. And she just pulls down the entire building.
She literally picks it up and just yanks it. And I'm like, black.
Are there like cars and people still around?
That's my entire point. Because I'm like, you know, regulator might have had a point about nobody caring about the poor because you did not check to see if there was fucking anybody in that.
There might have been some vagrants. There might have been some teenage runaways hiding from abusive homes.
There could have been all sorts of stuff.
And now they're dead. Now they're fucking bulge because you pulled the fucking their home down. They're a temporary shelter on top of them.
Good job.
Because you're like, because she didn't even care. She didn't call the realtor.
Nope.
That is on the side of the building.
Didn't ask Superman to X-ray it like through a comm. Nothing.
Oh, that's gonna be actually a good thing. Because like, Clark, you know, I know you're just up there being a pervert. You mind looking in this building, seeing if there's anybody in here?
Yeah, could have done your due diligence, and she didn't. So
yeah,
they're fighting these rats, and then Elongated Man looks over and notices.
Well, I can't remember, go back to the rats because she pulled the buildings on top of it. I'm like, well,
the rats,
like they could just go over it.
Oh, they can absolutely go over
or
it.
Or go underneath it.
But also, now. I don't know how rats work, but I'm assuming they work somewhat like mice, as they can squeeze through little tiny spaces.
That's right.
So there's windows. Like, they can probably get through.
Yeah.
So Elongated Man looks over, and apparently there's like a factory or something, because the regulator's standing on top of what I assume is a smokestack.
Yeah. He's standing on top of like the Springfield nuclear plant.
Yeah, pretty much. And he's
but also, he's before we get there, he's like doing a big stretch with like a can, like he's spraying things.
Oh yeah,
you see that
Elongated Man? Yes,
and it just makes me think about.
I honestly
that.
Thought that was a vacuum.
I think it's like a. Actually, I don't know what that is.
Because he's like holding it, but then it has like a thing. But maybe you're right that it's poison
or some sort of something to neutralize them or whatever.
Yeah,
but he's It just makes me think of that episode.
And he's really—it's really upsetting the way he's stretched.
Yeah, it just makes me—it reminds me think of that episode of Justice League when, like, it was like Booster Gold or whatever.
Yeah,
and he's in there, and they're like, "Hey, Elongated Man, you just stretched at the right time, and we saved the day."
Wasn't there another episode like that where they're like trying to save people? And they're like, "Oh, we already got a stretchy guy."
I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same one. Yeah,
funny. Anyway, so he's standing up there commanding the creatures, and Black Lightning like jumps up there. And he's like, all right.
Regulator's like, how'd you get up here? He's like, I had rats down there. And
he's like, I burned them.
I'm like, why couldn't you just burn all the rats? Like, if that's the thing you could do, like, just go burn all the rats.
Right.
Just you use your electricity to make them into rat toast.
Yeah.
And
rat toast.
Ew.
Is that like avocado toast?
Yeah, but
I'd
like to get the rat toast. Can you spread some rat on my toast, please?
The regulator's like, all right, fine, I'm going to use my helmet on you.
Yeah.
I am going to, make you do whatever.
He throws a bunch of ooze in his way.
Yeah, he goes, ooh, a bunch, and Black Lightning is like, oh no, and then he overcomes it and headbutts this
Somehow
dude.
He says that he's able to resist it. Build up a resistance, and then
yeah, he's like, "You faked it," and he says, "Nah, I didn't fake it, brother. Just took me time to build up my body's force field."
So that's the thing.
So maybe he can do that with his electrical powers.
Yeah, I guess so.
So they start fighting.
Well, because like he's
because they're like, yeah, they have like a whole exchange here where it's like, "You're a pig. You don't even care that you're black." And the other guy goes, "Yeah, I'm black, and I know the brothers and sisters got their problems, but maybe you didn't notice Turkey." Some of the people you say want to help are the first ones getting killed with your lousy monsters. And then this guy's like, oh my God, I never noticed. And then they separate and the regulator falls into the smoke.
Well, no, he tries to get away from Black Lightning. He'd be like, I got to go do something.
Yeah, I didn't realize setting them loose on the slums was going to kill the poor people I wanted to help. Which I'm like, how did you not know that you're supposed to be a scientist?
But can't he just control the rats to not do that?
And just
go where he wants them to go?
Yeah, you would think that all he would have to do is think about it. But apparently, he's like, out of my way, I have to stop it. And then he like steps backwards and falls into the smokestack. And then burns alive?
Yeah, he explodes.
There wasn't any fire before, but now.
Well, no, I mean, whatever's down there was probably like a big, like, furnace, and he just, you know, landed in there, and they're like, oh, well, now there's a meltdown, and he is dead.
And then
that's how it ends. Like, that's why, you know, they probably did. They don't have a rat catcher. Unless I don't think rat catcher wasn't around at this time.
Oh, I think he must have been.
But if he was, you know, they were like, we got to save this one.
Yeah.
We're going to use him in Suicide Squad.
So there's still all these rats are still there. So Batman has like a perfume or something, like a pheromone that will like direct them to a certain place.
He sprays Drakkar Noir over them.
He does. Oh God. And it smells
Axe body spray.
It smells like a high school because he sprays Axe body spray all over the place.
Man, all these rats all of a sudden want to start dating me. You know, all these rats start all of a sudden are wearing affliction shirts.
Do they still have Axe body spray?
I think so. Yeah. I think you still buy Axe
products. Do you think the Youngs still use it? Or,
I don't think it's only.
I wonder what their perfume is like, what's their cologne, because when we were in high school we didn't have Axe body spray, so every hot dude in school wore Drakkar Noir, right? That was like the thing. And then the generation after that was what, Axe body spray? So what do they wear now?
Oh, I don't know. If you look, if you're a young, and you
are you Gen Z,
if you're Gen Z and you have a preferred fragrance, let us know.
Old people know.
I did use Axe body spray for a period, maybe for like a year.
I mean, as long as you didn't bathe in
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
I mean, there were dudes who bathed in it. And it smelled like an Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
Like, I hated walking by Abercrombie and Fitch's because, like, literally could not breathe.
Yeah.
When I was in the mall. Anyway, so they send all of these rats into, like, some sort of giant cement barrel.
Yeah,
basically.
they're called
caissons.
So like there's some sort of,
it's just like a big fucking concrete thing.
Yeah.
And so
Zatanna here, this is the thing, so she has the power to individually seal all these things.
Well, yeah, because Wonder Woman's holding them up, all the rats go in there, Zatanna seals these things. It airtight, by the way, so we are killing these things.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, they're not, well, I mean, look, they're but menaces, what if, they're
can,
mutants.
Can you send them back to the thingy? Like, the thingy they came out of? Or once they're big, they're always big?
Is it like, it's not explained.
So if you warp in Super Mario World to Big World,
okay,
so level 4, and like, it never gets small again.
Right.
It's just always big. Is that how it works?
I don't know. That's a good question. They did not do the Super Mario test to these rats.
Yeah, these rats went to Big World, and that's the end of them. So, I love Big World.
I love Big World, too.
It was always my favorite. So,
it's probably the best part of that game,
if
you're being
honest.
It is
the best part of that game.
Because it's so fucking weird.
It's so weird. All of a sudden, everything's huge.
Yeah. It's weird, and you could smash...
Wait, it's not Super Mario World. It's Super Mario
3.
Sorry. Yes, but you have to warp, and every time we get there, we would literally go, Big World! Like, it was the most exciting thing. Anyway, so they seal them up, and Wonder Woman, I don't know, hucks them into the sun?
She sends them into orbit, she says.
So what
are
they
doing? She goes, I'll put them into orbit so they won't be bothering anybody. And I'm like, is she contributing to the space junk dilemma?
Well, that's exactly what I'm just going to ask.
Because what if she hits us? And look, what if she hits a satellite? What if she knocks out everybody's HBO?
Oh, honestly, they'll just think it was David Zaslav.
No, young David Zaslav is like, Wonder Woman did my bidding.
But no, I mean, like, so are they just floating around up there with like satellites and that car Elon Musk sent into space that one time?
Yeah. So what's going to happen is, between said car, I've also thought about Ludacris from that Fast movie.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Him and Tyrese are in the car.
Tyrese.
They're driving around and there's just like these dead rat receptacles in there too in space, and somebody's like, because somebody's going to open one up. It's like, I think there's something inside. Oh God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe they're in suspended animation. Maybe they'll come back.
I hope that's what happened. I wonder if James Gunn is going to address this. Like, he's going to read this comic and be like, you know what would be great? Let's bring those mutant rats back that are in space that Wonder Woman put up there.
Yeah.
And then,
how about we do a story, instead of Clark landing in Kansas, it's a giant fucking thing full of rats. Let's see how that goes.
And then Superman's just there.
And Superman's just there. He just is there. So then at the end, they're like, everybody's talking to him, and Black Lightning says, you know, I appreciate the offer. It's not for me. You know, I don't want to join the league. I'm a loner.
He's like DTA.
And I like it. Yeah. And Green Arrow says, pigeon feathers. You'd make a great leaguer. All right. You're weird. You're corny.
Like, yo, man, you're corny.
That's basically it. And he's like, all right, man, like, you know, see you around. They shake hands. And so he leaves. And then I guess this is the mayor.
The mayor?
I don't know. He's a guy in a suit. I'm assuming that's the mayor.
I'm the mayor of the metropolis. You didn't fix these buildings.
It's Rudy Giuliani comes and he's like, hey, about those fucking buildings you knocked down on everybody's bridges. Could you please help? And they're like, yeah, we'll do that. So that is the end of that.
That's the end of the issue. And
that is the end of the issue. And then the next issue, like we mentioned, we will get to see Green Lantern
Green Lantern and Flash in Siberia.
In northern Siberia.
Wow.
So like
that is
more
really cold.
Siberia than Siberia.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is southern Siberia like Florida? Like it's kind of warm there?
I assume so. It's like space Florida in Andor.
You know what I best in Siberia?
What?
Palace cats.
Yes, that's exactly what's in Siberia.
The fluffiest cats of the world.
Sean loves a palace cat.
You love palace cats too.
I do, but you really love a palace cat.
I do really love the palace cats.
Because we actually went, they have a palace cat in one of the zoos near us, and we went to see it, and Sean stood there for like 25 minutes.
You know, so if excited. I had the time, now that I know that, you know, if we had the right period, you know, right time to go.
Yeah, it has to be cold.
It has to be cold.
Oh, they're probably thrilled right now. It's fucking cold outside.
But I would just sit there and just watch those cats for like an hour.
I know.
And just watch them go.
They're tiny. They're very small.
But they look so big when you see like videos of them. They're kind of like,
you think they're huge and they're not. They're like the size of a house cat.
Yeah. But they're adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're adorable.
Oh, they are adorable.
They're fluffy. But I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. Like, I don't know what we say because we don't want to, we say read it next issue because we're going to read
it. Yeah, we are going to. I mean, I am interested in hearing about what Flash and Green Lantern are up to in Siberia Squared.
I sincerely hope it's equally as dumb. Flash and Green Lantern in Siberia can only lead to some frosty hijinks. But let's
in go, Siberia Squared.
In Siberian Square. So let's go ahead and wrap it up there. Thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate you guys sticking around with us. Hopefully you're back and hopefully you get to tell your friends about it. Around telling your friends and your family or whoever it is you want to hear about us talking about this, about dumb comics, and having a good time about it. That is cool by me. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you have an opportunity to listen to it. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that stuff. And you can find me on Twitter, X, Instagram, Blue Sky, at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on all the things. Pick a thing, that's where it is.
You can also check me out on my YouTube channel, Angry Hero 79. I haven't updated in a while, but I'm gonna. Maybe we're actually going to update some videos with some podcast clips on here and make it easier. Because apparently YouTube is a very hot platform for podcasting these days. So,
neat.
Yeah, that'll be a good time. Anyways, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.